The Gemara Masechta Chulin Daf Nun Tesam and Aleph begins the Mishnah and the sugyas in the Gemara about the simonim of a kosher animal, a kosher bird, a kosher fish, kosher grasshoppers. And when we discuss this subject about the simonim of a kosher animal versus a non-kosher animal, there's a very famous question that the Rishonim and the Achronim already discuss. How are we to look at the simonim that the Torah discusses? Are we to understand that the simonim are what make a kosher animal kosher? This kosher, or, and if therefore, if they're missing these simonim, they're obviously non-kosher? Or do we understand that simonim aren't what make the animal kosher or not? It's only a simon. How are we to know if the animal is kosher or not? So the way we can recognize if the animal is kosher or not is by seeing the simonim. But it's not to say that the actual simonim are what make the animal kosher or not kosher. This, the way this question is described in the halachic literature, is a simen, it's just a sign that it's kosher, or is it a siba? It's the reason why the animal is kosher. The Rabag, the Marit, are of the opinion that the simen is not what makes the animal kosher or not. It's only a simen. And the Araya, a very famous opinion, and the Araya is based on a Mishnah in Masechta Bechoris, Daf Hei Amabez. The Mishnah says, Behema Tahoira Shiyolda Kemin Behema Tameya. A kosher animal that gave birth to an animal that looks like a non-kosher animal, Mutta Bachila. That offspring may be eaten. On the other hand, Betameya Shiyol the Kamin Behema Tahira, a non-kosher animal that gave birth to an animal that looks like a kosher animal, Asabachila. You may not eat that offspring. For the Mishnah says, Shayoitzimana Tame, anything that emerges from a non-kosher animal is Tame, Fayoitzimana Tahor, and anything that emerges from a kosher animal is kosher. So we see that it's not the simonim that make the animal kosher or not, because this child that was born has the kosher simonim. Yet the Mishnah says, if the mother was not kosher, you may not eat it. And so too, vice versa. And that is also the opinion of Rav Chaim in Machos Asuras Paragimah Halacha Yud Aleph, when the Rambam says, HaTayra Asra in Halachas Machos Asuras Parag Gimalach Yud Aleph. Shatayra Asuras Aminim Atameim. L'chein Ayoetz Min Atamei Tamei. L'fishu Be'atzmoi Min Tamei. So we see that the Rambam, and the Rambam says it in Mar Nevuchim as well, is that the simen is not the reason it's Tamei Utar, it's just a sign. The Rajba makes a different point. He says that the Torah discusses the simonim of a kosher fish. And we know the simonim of a kosher fish are snapper, fins, and caskesis scales. The Gemara in Masechta Nida tells us that every fish that has scales certainly has, that has scales certainly has fin. Every fish that has caskesis will certainly have snapper. So, it should be enough that the Torah should tell us that if a fish has caskesis, it's kosher. Why does the Torah tell us that it also has to have a snapper? Says the Rajba. Because the Torah is not just telling us what is a kosher fish. If you see it has scales, you'll know it's kosher. The Torah wants to tell us more, says the Rajba. It's that the simonim make the fish kosher. So what makes a fish kosher? Having kaskesas and snapir. In other words, if you want to know what's a kosher fish, you want a sign, yes, look for the kaskesas, look for the scales. But if you want to know, says the Torah, what makes the fish kosher, it's the snapper and kaskesas. And I, the Raya, that the Marit and the Ralbag brought from a non-kosher, from a kosher animal born from a non-kosher animal, vice versa, they want to say it's a Gzeiris HaKosef. They want to say it's a special Gzeiris HaKosef that the Torah says that you're not allowed to eat that type of animal. If an animal emerges from a non-kosher mother, even though it has all the simonim of a kosher animal, and therefore, according to their opinion, should be kosher, the halacha will be that you may not eat it. And they want to say a bichidish. They want to say that all the halachas that apply to a non-kosher animal will not necessarily apply to this animal. The only halacha, for example, we've discussed this halacha numerous times. If you shecht an animal and it's not kosher, it's treif, you may not eat it. But it's still tamei. But it's not tamei. If you don't shecht it, it's a nevela. What would be the halacha? That's only by a kosher animal. By a non-kosher animal, shechita can make a difference. What would be the halacha by this animal that looks like a kosher animal that was born from a non-kosher animal? Eating it, you're not allowed to eat it. Why does it gzeiris hakosef? But if you shecht it, it won't be tamei. Because only regarding hilchas achila is this halacha said. However, moreover, this entire discussion we're having is only applies according to the sheet of Chachamim, who say that tar shenoyle mitamei is tamei, v'tamei shenoyle mitar tar. Asks Rabbi Chanan Vasseman that Tosfos here on Daf Ayin Amud Beis Divrei Hamaskel Kolot proves that Rav Shimon argues on the Chachamim, and his opinion is that Tomei Shenoyled Mitar is Osa Bachila. So now, if you're going to tell me that we look only at the mother, the simonim aren't what make a difference. So it's a raya, says Rabbi Chanan, that can't be. Actually, this question, if the simonim are a siba or a simon, I saw is relevant to a very interesting question. Carp is known to be a kosher fish. And apparently, in Israel, they were able to develop carp that don't have any scales. So now the question is, what's the halacha on this carp? And it seems that the question we're discussing is really related. The question that we're discussing is really related to how we look at simonim. Are simonim a simon? So a carp is a kosher fish. The fact that it does or doesn't have the scales should not make a difference. Or is the simonim a siba? And if they don't have scales, then it's not kosher, even though I know it's a carp. So the Shailos HaTshuvos, Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Zayin, Simen Kuf Chof Aleph, quotes a Chassam Sofer that says, according to the Urayim, there's a Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, that if in the future, as our Mishnah discusses, kosher birds, and one of the simonim of a kosher bird is that it's not doyrus. different pshatim in the Rishonim what Doris means. Says the Urayim that if one of the birds that we know to be a kosher bird will begin to be Doris, that bird will become considered non-kosher. So we see that a kosher bird can become non-kosher. Similarly, a kosher fish, a carp was always a kosher fish. It doesn't have the simonim. It's not kosher anymore. So Rav Volzner says, you can't bring a raya from that Chassam Sofer. Because that Chassam Sofer is speaking about a situation where the personality, so to speak, of the bird changed. Here the personality of the carp, the personality, so to speak, the taste of the fish didn't change. It's only because there was some technology, food technology administered that changed the food and the fish. And therefore you can't compare the two situations. But Rav Volzner, so it seems that Rav Volzner's opinion is that a pidin, the carp without the scales, is kosher. Obviously, he follows the opinion that it's only a simen, not a seba. But he says it's inappropriate to eat this fish because people will come to think that you're allowed to eat fish that don't have scales. In general, I saw that the Shal's Jewish Mishnah Halachas, Chelik Tezayin Simen Vav, says that the Torah in Parshas Bereishis uses the words Limineu. The word Limineu is used to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created each Bria according to the way he wanted it to be. So we, says the Mishnah Halachas, have no right to deliberately engineer and change that.